We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 6:31. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Tuesday, June 18th. An arrest has been made, this in the case of a missing 2-year-old Wichita girl.
She was found safe and in good health Monday evening. Police said in a news release that a 34-year-old woman had been arrested in the case. The girl had been reported missing Sunday evening after her mother told police that she was with her father and thought to be in danger. Additional information is expected to be released later today. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
President Trump will officially kick off his 2020 presidential campaign in Orlando with a rally later today. Fox's Lauren Blanchardis at the scene with crowds of people gathering to see the president.
We're still hours from doors opening. Some of these supporters have already been here for more than a day. By the time they get in, they'll have waited 40 hours or more, braving rain, heat, humidity, just to get one of those 20,000 first-come, first-served seats in the Amway Center. But not everybody is happy the president has chosen Orlando. Remember the Trump baby balloon from the UK? Well, a copy of it is here, just down the road, for the Win With Love rally at the Stonewall Bar, where there is a counter-protest plan to voice opposition to many of the administration's policies. Now, the president tweeted they have had ticket requests for more than 100,000 people, obviously much more than the Amway Center can hold.
President Trump will have to contend with nearly 24 Democratic challengers and one Republican opponent. The top five Democrats in the 2020 field currently leading President Trump in some of the latest polls. The Supreme Court ruling on a case that may affect future elections.
It's this case that the Supreme Court didn't take today that's the one making headlines, and it could wind up back at the court right in the middle of the 2020 presidential election. It stems from a dispute in Oregon, where a family-owned bakery declined to do a custom wedding cake for a same-sex commitment ceremony because of their religious beliefs about marriage. The couple who owned the bakery was fined $135,000 and eventually put out of business. Well, today the Supreme Court threw out the lower court rulings against the couple and told the lower court take another look at the case in light of last year's Supreme Court ruling, finding that there was impermissible hostility against the religious beliefs of a Colorado baker who lost a similar case.
That's Fox's Shannon Bream with that report. At the Wichita City Council meeting this morning, the council will take up another item related to finances for the new baseball stadium currently under construction. Today, the council expected to apply for a federal grant to help build a parking garage. The proposed $17 million structure would consist of a half dozen levels and more than 500 parking spots. Mayor Jeff Longwell says under consideration today is the next phase, nearly $9.9 million on stadium costs and $1.9 million for infrastructure changes on McLean Boulevard.
We have our next maximum price, GMP, coming up, and we're still under budget right now for the baseball stadium, and we're over 70% of the design build is guaranteed now for guaranteed maximum price, and so that's looking good.
Mayor Longwell appeared on Mondays with the Mayor, with Steve and Ted, in the morning here on KNSS. Iran's plan to break uranium stockpile limits set by the Obama-era nuclear deal is being noticed by world leaders.
The U.S. is not ruling out military intervention. The European Union is reserving judgment until the International Atomic Energy Agency gives an update on Iran's compliance with the pact. Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini.
Our assessment on the implementation of the nuclear deal has never been, is not, and will never be based on statements.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel stands with the U.S. against Iranian aggression. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
New details on a hit-and-run incident in southwest Wichita over the weekend. Police were called to the intersection of Harry and Martinson after 1 a.m. Saturday. When they arrived, they found a 36-year-old woman in the street, many injuries. Police Officer Paul Cruz says the woman was hospitalized. Her condition is improving, but she does remain in critical condition.
A passerby discovered the female in the road while traveling west on Harry. And it's likely that the female was struck by a vehicle. Blue Dodge Charger was a description by a witness as a vehicle that was leaving the scene, but it's unknown if the vehicle was actually involved.
Anyone with information is asked to contact Wichita Police or call Crime Stoppers at 267-2111. A teenager in Kansas somehow survives getting stabbed by a large knife just below the eye.
Eli Gregg's mom, Jimmy Russell, says her son was playing with friends outside their house in Redfield, about 90 miles south of Kansas City, when she soon realized something was wrong.
My son's screaming. At first, I thought it was, you know, just normal, and then he came to the door, and when he opened the door, it was blood.
Eli had a 10-inch knife jutting out from below his eye, which impaled his face when he fell. It was embedded in his skull and extended to just under his brain. Doctors say Eli would not have survived had it stabbed him any harder. The surgery was successful, and Eli has been discharged from the hospital. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A National Football League star is among the many fans of a Texas fast food joint, but now he's upset over the restaurant's sale.
Houston Texans star J.J. Watt calling on fans of Whataburger to buy the Texas-based fast food restaurant back, this after Chicago-based BDP Capital Partners had bought the majority stake of the chain. Watt tweeting, "Okay, I say we all chip in and buy Whataburger back. Make honey butter chicken biscuits available all day, add kolaches to the menu, and change nothing else, especially not the ketchup." Many fans following suit feeling it's wrong for a non-Texas-based business to be owning Whataburger, which got its start in Corpus Christi back in 1950. Whataburger tweeting regarding the sale, "We will always be Texan and represent you in a way that makes you proud." Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
6:37 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And let's take a look at that weather forecast heading into a potentially stormy Tuesday. Let's check in with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With clouds on the increase today, showers and a few thunderstorms will move in this afternoon. Some of the storms may be on the strong side by tonight. Our high 82. Tonight's low 64. Storms then finally move out by tomorrow morning. A clearing sky with a high 79. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we have a mostly sunny sky. It is 68 degrees. It's 6:38 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, and that means we check in and get an update on the commodities with the expert, Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Ted. Well, the live cattle, feeder cattle, lean hog futures all pulled off mostly triple-digit gains on Monday. The feeder cattle and lean hog struggled and traded mixed early in the session. The livestock futures were all able to close positive, even though the grains were higher yesterday. Last week, the five area feed yards only sold a little bit over 51,000 head of cattle, and this Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock is the cold storage and cattle on feed report. Yesterday's close saw August live cattle $1.35 higher, $105.62. August feeders up $1.40 at $136.92, and July hogs $1.70 higher at $83.05. The soybean futures led Monday's rally and closed strong to the upside despite a very poor NOPA soybean crush report. Over the past 5 weeks, the wheat, corn, and soybean futures have went from their contract lows to trading higher by anywhere from $1 to $1.30. Corn planting is now 92% complete. Soybean planting, 77% done. Corn emergence is at 79%, with soybean emergence at 55%. The corn good to excellent rating is unchanged from last week at 59%, and the wheat harvest is 8% complete. The five-year average is 20%. Texas is 42% harvested, Oklahoma 16%, and Kansas 1%. At the moment, we're seeing some profit taking and downside in our grain complex. July KC wheat down 13.5 cents at 4.62. July corn down 7.25 cents at 4.47.5. July soybeans down a penny at 9.11¾. August crude oil trading a nickel lower at 52.12. August gold $10.60 higher, 1353.40. September S&P 16.5 points higher, 29.12¾. September dollar index 12 cents higher, 97.18. While September Dow Jones futures are up 146 points at 26,281. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom. I know you always keep up us up to date on where the how the wheat harvest is going. Where are those cutters right now?
Well, they are still in Texas and Oklahoma mainly, a little bit in the southern part of Kansas, but things have been kind of bogged down lately as weather has not been cooperating too well, and some of them are having very short sessions of cutting during the day while others are still waiting just to get back in the fields.
Seems like they always hit, like Kiowa County is like the first place they always hit around here.
Yep, that's one of the first places that we start seeing the wheat ripen around here. And like I said, there's been 1% of the wheat in the state of Kansas already cut.
All right, and more to come in the weeks to go. All right, thanks for keeping us updated, Tom. Oh, by the way, Tom, today is Steve and Shelley McIntosh are celebrating their wedding anniversary today. They're 49th.
Wow.
What do you think of that?
Well, I think Shelley has been a real patriot to put up with Steve for 49 years.
Yeah, those two happy-go-lucky kids have been at it for 49 years now. So bless their
That's
hearts.
That's pretty amazing. That is really something that, you know, a lot of people don't really understand until they start to get to that point.
Yeah, it's a testament to both of them. I think you're right.
Yep, exactly. Yep. Congratulations to them both.
Sounds good. Hey, Tom, thanks for being with us. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. That's the Commodities Update every weekday morning at this time with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Be sure to keep it here for the money tracker, Don Grant. He'll be with us shortly, and he'll be talking about travel hacks. Now, does that mean like a computer hack or like a taxi cab hack or somebody that's incompetent hack?
No.
I guess Don will have to fill us in on what that means.
More like pro tips, I believe.
Keep it here for the Money Tracker, Don Grant. It's 6:42 with Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.